familiar with something that looks like a barrel, but it's smaller.
A keg.
And with those metal things that go around the barrel and keep the staves in place.
Yeah. Let's see, there used to be a stave mill here. And I can't remember, I don't remember what you call it.
Years ago.
The barrel hook.
There you go, sure. Uh-huh. All right. What about if you were going to buy a fair amount of molasses, what would that come in?
A bucket.
Okay. What about lard?
Yeast, you could buy lard in buckets too.
Okay. What's something that you might use to pour liquid into an air mouth bottle with?
A funnel.
All right. And years ago when people rode bogies, they cracked these things over.
A whip.
Right. When you go to the grocery store nowadays, what does the boy put your purchase in?
A sack.
Okay, what's it made out of?
Paper.
All right. What would old about 25 pounds of flour come in nowadays?
A sack. A cloth bag, really.
Okay. Is there any difference between a bag and a sack?
I don't know.
Okay. Let me ask you about another kind. One that's made out of this old heavy, coarse, rough brown.
Croker sack.
Yeah. Right. Do you ever call it a tote sack?
Yes.
The croaker sack is mostly made to you. Okay. What about if a farmer were taking some corn to the mill to be ground, talking about the amount that he could take at one time? He'd say he's going to take a what to the mill?
I don't know.
Okay. Have you ever heard the word turn or turn corn?
I guess. I don't know.
I'm not sure about that. Okay. All right, that thing there that you screw in the lamp.
A light bulb.
Right. And if you were going to hang up your wet clothes to dry outside, you'd probably take them out there in a...
In a basket.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. What would you call something that you'd stick on the mouth of a bottle?
A cork, a stopper.
Mm-hmm. Is there any difference?
Well, all stoppers are not cork.
Okay. You could have a stopper made out of some other.
Oh, the Worcester bottle used to have a glass stopper.
Okay. All right. All right. What would you call something, or it's a musical instrument that you'd play?
A flute or a harp?
Blowing on it, moving it back and forth.
That's a harp. That's a harmonica, but mm-hmm. I grew up calling it a harp
mm-hmm.
for some reason.
You ever hear it called a French harp?
Yes, I sure do. Okay. I got one every Christmas, and I never could play it.
But you might have called it
a French harp, I believe it's what.
Okay. And this thing that you play like so, makes a twanging noise. You kind of pluck it, ding, 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 like that.
I don't know.
Do you talk?
I've heard that, but I don't know the difference, really.
The harp that you were talking about?
Uh-huh, and a jew's harp, a French harp and a jew's harp. I may have thought it was one name for the same thing.
Mm-hmm. Okay. What about the thing that you pound nails with? That's
a hammer.
Right. I'm going to ask a few things about a wagon now. That long wooden piece that goes between the horses.
Is the tongue.
And if you're talking about a buggy, those wooden pieces that you have to back the horse between.
I don't know.
Okay, shafts?
Yeah, I believe.
You would call it?
Mm-hmm. I believe that's right.
The word is?
Shaft.
Okay. What about the outside edge of a wagon wheel? What would you call that?
The rim.
All right.